It is time for Main Street Magazine on Robinhood Radio. Now, of course, Main Street Magazine is, of course, you'll find it all throughout the tri-state region as a free pickup magazine at numerous locations. Also, their website that goes along with that, which is mainstreetmag.com. And once again, we welcome Thorin Christendotter in with us. Thorin, nice to speak to you again today.
You as well. Thanks for having me again, Marshall.
Well, as media folks, you in print media and on the web, and us as a radio station and also on the web, we have entered a time which I know I've been doing this for 50 years. I've never been through, and I'm sure you as Main Street Magazine have never been through, and that is the spread of the coronavirus and how it is really impacting our area now.
It's just a weird time. It's scary. And usually when, you know, I'm not saying pandemics, but when issues like this happen globally, I feel like, you know, it trickles down slow to the local areas. But this is hitting us here in our region just as fast as it's hitting everywhere else. And it's amazing how quickly, I feel like in the span of, you know, a week or 10 days, how it's trickled down to every single business and individual here in our communities.
It all started to change at 11 o'clock last Thursday morning, ladies and gentlemen. And we are now only on, we're recording this on Monday. So, but the big change happened Thursday and Friday, but the changes continue to pile up, and it makes it an interesting time for us, especially because what we do as our media business is we promote local events and local businesses. That's our job.
Certainly. I mean, for us, it started early last week, and we're currently working on our April issue, which is also our environmental issue. And we had a number of advertisers who were promoting events that were going to happen in April and May. And we were getting calls and notifications, hey, we can't run the ad because our event is canceled. And, you know, of course, you know, hey, we hate to lose the ad. That's how we, you know, pay for the free publication. But we completely understand, and we just, you know, are empathetic to all the small businesses and events that are struggling right now, as I think we all are. And it's a tough thing, and the unknown is what's kind of scary about it.
What we have done here at Robinhood Radio is anybody who is an underwriter, we are giving them free additional airtime to put across their message when they have to change their hours or their change how they are operating their business. And we do it free of charge for our current underwriters. And if you're a business and you're not a current underwriter, what we'll do is we've got, and you can go to our website, or you can go to our social media page, whtdrobinhoodradio.com, and you'll find a link where you, if you're not an underwriter, you can still go and make a small donation. And you make the donation amount you want. It is what, $5, $10, $20, whatever it is. You make that donation, and along with that donation, give us the message you want to put across, and we will put it on the air numerous times during the day. We'll also put it on the internet, on our Facebook page, and we have a special coronavirus page that people go to that's on our main website, which is coronavirus, and then it gives the date. And we'll put those messages on because we're one big community, and you know, Main Street Magazine and Robinhood Radio wouldn't exist without the support from area businesses that we get on a day-in, day-out basis.
You got that right.
So I mean, a couple of things that came across. And it's shocking. Like when you hear the movie house has to close, it's shocking when you hear all restaurants have to close in New York and Connecticut, and they're going to offer unless they offer curbside pickup or takeouts. So it really is an amazing time.
It is, and you know, whereas we are located right on Main Street here in Millerton, our offices, and we're a big part of the community here locally. You know, we've been talking, and the fact that I'm very involved in the business alliance here in town, we've been talking to the local businesses and as well as Debbie Middlebrook, our mayor here, and who has been sharing with us from Dutchess County, and Mark Molinaro. But like, you know, Eleanor of 52 Main, she came in early last week to talk to me and said that she's already offering, you know, at that point, curbside pickup. And the diner here in Millerton, I think on Friday, you know, closed the door basically for seating inside. We're offering delivery or pickup at the door. And that seems to be the consensus, you know, for a lot of the restaurants. But, you know, hey, they're trying to help folks out by, you know, if they still want to eat out, but, you know, pick it up and go home. And the same for a lot of other businesses. I know the antique stores here in town this week are doing more or less, you know, by appointment only, just as a safety precaution. And Debbie Middlebrook, we look to her to give us a guide as to what she recommends for the businesses. And I think what we're doing here in Millerton is happening more or less in every town and village around the area.
Hey, I'm going to give kudos to Debbie Middlebrook from Millerton and also the town of Northeast. They were the first towns to send out a comprehensive letter on what they're doing and all the information, and then give their contact numbers. And it was about 12 or 13 hours after they did that that other towns started to give us that same information. So they were both way ahead of the curve on that.
Yeah, Debbie and Chris Cannon sent out a letter on Saturday, and I spoke with her via email yesterday, as did the executive committee of the Business Alliance, and we just shared this morning with all the businesses in town. We put on Millerton's Facebook page, too, a message from the Business Alliance, as well as from Debbie and all that information. And, I mean, here on the New York side, Governor Cuomo is advising small, you know, I guess all businesses, but, you know, businesses, if they can let people work from home or, you know, do what they can and cut down capacity to 50%. And I think everyone's trying to adhere to that as much as possible. But, it, you know, on the flip side, we're actually, Griffin here is working on an article to put online on our website, because obviously, you know, everyone's trying to stay home. So we're still trying to bring you the news. So, you know, please visit our website. But he's working on an article about the ways you can still support local businesses. And, you know, one way is to buy gift cards, you know, whether it be for now or for later, or to give someone or keep it yourself, you know, because a lot of these businesses are already suffering a bit. So we're just trying to do our part to come up with ways that we can still, you know, band together as a community while we're trying to flatten the curve.
And another thing that we have to talk about really is our senior citizens who happen to be in any one of the senior citizens centers that we have around here at Noble Horizons, at Gear, at wherever they are, because they're the most susceptible to the coronavirus. You can't visit them anymore. Even family members have to be clear to visit. Sharon Hospital has a brand new procedure for going to the hospital, and they're setting up a toll-free hotline at the New Vance Health. You know, we sit here and we talk about this, and gosh, we're in Sharon, Connecticut, and Millerton, New York. You know, it's so strange. It's so strange.
It is very strange, and it feels like, you know, I've woken up a couple of mornings, you know, the last few days, and I'm like, wait a second, oh, this is reality, you know, this isn't the movie, you know, from, what is it, 1993 Outbreak with Morgan Freeman, this is actually happening. But I follow, like, you know, Sharon Hospital on Facebook, and I see all the posts they're putting out, all the information, which, you know, as a citizen here, I appreciate, you know, here are the facts of the matter, and it's facts over fear. And we hope to do the same with our website. And, you know, we put out a notice last week about what local officials are, you know, who and how are providing updates. And that's something we will continue to update. And, you know, early last week, I joked with my comrades here in the office, you know, should we put out a statement? And the next day, you know, cause I felt like there are three of us in the office here, and we're a local magazine. And there's no need, you know, we're not a big organization like the hospital or Noble Horizons, you know, putting out a statement. But the next day, every business was putting out some form of statement. And, you know, so we did, too, just in regards to, you know, we're encouraging people to be healthy and safe and do the right thing. And, you know, we have a sign on our door. We're asking people to come in only by appointment. Not that we get too many people in here, but, you know, you just never know, because, you know, we're not the demographic who is most susceptible, but, you know, there are people within our family who are, so we don't want to bring this to them either.
Well, as a radio station, we just did the same thing effective this morning. We put signs at the front and back. The building itself is closed for anybody except for Robin Hood Radio employees. We only have three, and we need those three to keep healthy so we can keep broadcasting.
Right, yeah.
So, and we let people know that they can reach us by email, on Facebook. They can even put a message or leave anything they want to the back door, because as media outlets, it really is our responsibility to serve the public and keep operating as normally as we can.
And that's precisely what we are trying to do. And, you know, right now, you know, Ashley and I each have small children, and, you know, my stepson's school is closed for 2 weeks. My daughter goes to the Hotchkiss daycare, and they were already on winter break. So, you know, this is her second week of winter break, and I'm just waiting on word to see if they're going to extend that, because we obviously know Hotchkiss is going not going to let the kids return and are going to turn to online learning for a bit. So we're you know, people are also facing the fact that their kids are home for 2 to 4 weeks or more right now.
It's an amazing time. And once again, the web address is, once again, mainstreetmag.com. And also the pickup. All I can say, Thorne, is stay healthy and keep okay. And we'll speak to you again in another couple of weeks.
We will. And we encourage people, hey, we don't just have coronavirus updates on there. We have a lot more information. And if you want to get distracted for a while or read some good articles, we also have all kinds of other topics on there. So and you and I were joking before about, you know, we have a new film review up. Well, since we can't go to the movies, at least you can read the film review. And when, you know, things get back to normal, you can go see the movie. So we got a lot of stuff on there, you know, to keep people entertained. And we're going to continue to bring you guys the news as much as we can.
Okay, Thorne, we'll speak to you in a couple of weeks.
Sounds good. Stay healthy.